Chapter 20. Adam glanced nervously at his internal chronometer and noted that it had been 59 minutes since he had left the apartment. Chris had been agitated this morning and had requested that Adam give him space. To that end, Chris had sent him out to obtain food from a variety of stores, many out of range of the transmitters for the cameras situated in the apartment. Adam had an uneasy feeling of trepidation, completely justified by historical events. The last time that Chris had requested space, he had almost become an unwilling companion to a motorcycle gang. The only relief that Adam had was that, at least this time, Chris was in their apartment. Picking up the last item on his list, Adam paid for his items and picked up the Duroplast bag. Hopefully, Chris had completed work on his new song during his absence and would be more amenable to company. He had grown used to Chris's presence and had found himself enjoying their shared conversations and experiences. Chris viewed the world differently than he, adding colors where Adam only saw the black and white of facts and figures. Since they had discovered Cerberus's lies, Chris had helped him to broaden his spectrums of experiences. Adam now felt a cold hatred for the corporation that had tried to deny him this aspect of his life. He understood that to them, emotions and the hesitations they sometimes caused were undesirable side effects and had sought to control him through manipulation. But Chris was not like that. He promoted an emotional response, often pushing until Adam cataloged and admitted what he was feeling. It was, at times, unnerving, but the rewards were worth the occasional discomforts. It did not take him long to traverse the streets towards their apartment. Alpha searched out the broadcast signal for the cameras and easily unencrypted the stream, incorporating it seamlessly into Adam's vision. Adam scanned the images before him and slowed. The apartment was in disarray. The sofa had been moved back by almost a meter and was at an odd angle. One of the cushions was now trapped by one of the casters. The armchair was overturned and against one of the walls, one of the arms crumpled and broken. Their small but serviceable television set had a spider web of cracks on the screen. Books, magazines, and papers lay torn and scattered across the room. Adam focused on the images and frowned as he saw some dark droplets against the pale carpet. He zoomed in and froze. The coloration and pattern suggested blood or a similarly viscous liquid, but until he tested it, he would not be able to confirm his supposition. He flicked through the various feeds, switching from camera to camera, but there was no sign of Chris. And worse, the main door to the apartment was wide open, as was the window which led to the fire escape. A knot of panic tightened around his stomach, and he felt his hands tremble. Where was Chris? Had this been more evidence of his frustrations? No, that was not logical. Chris's strength, even under emotional duress, would not be sufficient to cause this amount of damage. Or at least, he did not believe that it was. It was not unlike Chris to surprise him. There were too many variables, too many questions he could not answer until he was there.
Begin message from Alpha. Route plotted. All fixed location surveillance equipment factored and voided. Estimated time of arrival, 3.25 minutes at maximum speed and acceleration.
Adam reviewed the route and locked it in, pushing his boosters to maximum. The route was not direct, but with so much uncertain, he would trust Alpha to pick a route which would not compromise him. Alleyways, backstreets, hopping onto dumpsters and then catching a fire escape ladder and climbing to the roof. His shock absorbers were pushed past the red line as he sprung from rooftop to rooftop, covering impossible distances in a stride. His silicon gossamer wings snapped out at the last second to counter momentum. Alpha monitored Cerberus frequencies, calculating the locations of the hunter drones, altering the course as they skirted the edge of search radii. Adam slid down the last fire escape and braced for landing outside the window to their apartment. He flicked through the video feeds. There was still no sign of Chris. But something was different, beyond the smashed furniture and wreckage of the apartment. His scanners thrummed as they took in dirt residue, patterns, cataloging and cross-matching molecule small traces. Alpha pulled up video records of the apartment as it had been, and Adam ran a side-by-side comparison. Minute differences were red-tagged and flagged for attention. A footprint, right foot, size 14, hard-wearing tread, similar in style to Army surplus combat boots. Wearer favors right side of foot, with a nick 3.5 centimeters from front at left edge. Was situated in the center of the metal work of the balcony, with another on the opposite railing. Someone perched here, and recently. From the spread of the footprints, Adam calculated an approximate height, circa 1.9 m. The marks were not scuffed or washed away by the rain that had fallen last night. Adam sniffed, eyes closed as he filtered through the scents. There wasn't much, but the faint hint of sweat and pheromones lingered, caught in the dead air. Adam leaned in close to the railing and saw finger impressions. Enhancing the image in his optics, he cursed. There were no fingerprints in evidence, not even a partial trace. The worry that had been a cold knot in his stomach blossomed and grew. Removal of fingerprints was a standard practice among the city's criminal culture, but to be caught without the necessary prints was itself a serious crime. For a criminal to undertake the procedure meant that they were hardened and committed to the lifestyle. In other words, they were dangerous. Adam climbed through the window, noting the signs of forced entry as he went. He stepped slowly. With an unspoken thought, his nanites flashed silver, and there was a blade in his hand, razor sharp and long. His eyes tracked over the carpet, picking out changes in the lie of the threads. There were more footprints here, not distinct, but at least 6 different people, maybe 7. The door was still ajar, wood shards and splinters preventing it from closing fully. He moved silently, stepping over scattered papers and shattered furniture until he could kneel beside the sofa and examine the droplets. He looked around, scanning for movement, but there was none.
Begin message from Alpha. Beginning analysis of unknown substance. Unknown substance positively identified as blood, human. Beginning DNA analysis. Searching stored records. Match found. Analysis DNA positively identified as matching stored profile of Alan, Christopher Neal. Continuing analysis. Estimated age of sample, 25 minutes at current temperature and elevation.
Adam reached out and touched the droplets, leaving whisper small trails on the carpet. He looked at the faint stain on his fingers and frowned. Emotions whirled inside him. There was a tightness in his chest, a constriction, and he couldn't breathe. His fists clenched and his eyes closed as he struggled to calm down. His vision fritzed and jumped, and he tried to remember what Chris had told him to do. But just the thought of Chris made the feelings worse. Chris, his Chris, was missing. His blood was on the floor. Someone had injured him. Someone had taken him. Someone. Anger roared into a red-hot rage, and he could feel sparks jumping between his fingers. Maps ran through his processor, and Adam started plotting how to tear the city apart.
Directive number 1. Protect the caretaker.
The anger gave way to inconsolable sadness, melancholy, and Adam shivered, his hands unclenching and wrapping around himself. He had failed. He had not managed to carry out this most simple of directives. He had left Chris at the mercy of unknown forces, unable to protect himself in the face of a superior force. They had injured his caretaker, his friend. He should have refused Chris's order. He should have... Logic cut across his thoughts in the form of Alpha.
Directive number 2. Obey the caretaker.
Adam brushed aside Alpha's message. He had found a way to work within Chris's orders before. He could have done it this time. He could have...
Begin message from Alpha. Reviewing threat analysis taken on exit of apartment. Scanning surrounding areas for unusual activity. No unusual activity found. Scanning all frequencies for unusual broadcasts. No unusual broadcasts found. Profiling traffic against traffic recorded at similar times. No unusual activity found. Calculating threat level. Threat level minimal.
And he was wrong. He was wrong, and Chris was gone.
Begin message from Alpha. Why?
Adam stopped short, processing the single word question. Why? Why was Chris gone? He frowned, trying to reassert control over his mind and force his logical circuits to the fore. Several reasons jumped to the front of his mind, likely possibilities. The first was that it was possible that Chris was dead, killed by the intruders, and even the thought of that was enough to make his breath shudder. Adam catalogued the possibility, but knew that this dark thought was being pushed forward by his worst fears. Logically, it made no sense. There was not enough blood to suggest death by exsanguination, but that was only one possibility. However, assuming such a scenario, why would they move the body? To cover their tracks? Possibly they were not intending to injure Chris, but something went wrong and Chris was injured. They may have removed him to another location, a hospital, a street doctor, to obtain treatment. Again, those possibilities seemed unlikely. It cost a significant amount of money to engage the services of a healer, and with the signs of forced entry, it was against all behavioral patterns. But Alpha checked with all the major metropolitan hospitals and street doctors, just in case, hacking and cracking their encryptions and scanning their information systems for new admissions matching Chris's description. There were no hits. Chris may have exited the property himself following their forced entry. He may have been injured in his escape. But if that was the case, he would have surely signaled that he was leaving if it was possible. But Adam had not found any evidence of such a signal.
Begin message from Alpha. Search has not been completed.
Adam reviewed his findings, and Alpha was correct. He had neglected several rooms, focusing instead on the evidence he had seen on his initial scans and getting lost in his findings. He pulled his focus together and pushed himself to his feet. Looking at the footprints, he tracked the paths. No one entered the bedroom or the bathroom, but there were several sets of prints to and from the kitchen. Adam stepped slowly, still cautious. On the ground, just out of direct sight, shattered wood caught his attention. Stepping around a discarded chair, he saw what was once Chris's guitar, and the worry started to grow again. The guitar was Chris's most prized possession. He would sooner come to harm himself than allow anything to damage it. It was one of the few mementos that remained from Chris's mother, and for that to be shattered on the floor. Adam closed his eyes, keeping careful control over his emotions as he continued on. He couldn't afford to let himself fall apart. Signs of a scuffle, scuff marks on the linoleum, a knife missing from the knife block, and... His eyes passed over the fridge door and froze. Scrawled on a sheet of paper pinned to the door by the missing knife was a single word. Genesis. Adam's anger flared white hot, and then it was gone, leaving a hole that logic rushed to fill.
Overload in neural connection D-17. Isolating and compensating. Overload in neural connection D-19. Isolating and compensating. Overload in neural connection A-01. Isolating and compensating.
Circuitry flashed warning messages, and Alpha struggled to keep ahead of the failing connections.
Adrenaline spike detected. Administer counter agent? Yes or no? No. Heart rate 187 beats per minute and rising. Warning, biological overload imminent. Transferring control to secondary intelligence unit. Directive number 4 in effect. Begin message from Alpha. Beginning emergency protocols. Administering nitrate. Administering beta blocker. Administering benzodiazepine. Heart rate 154 beats per minute and dropping. Connector cascade failure stopped. Running full diagnostics.
Adam was on the floor, his back to the fridge and the paper crumpled in his hand. He slowly relaxed his hand and opened the paper. One word, just one word. Genesis. Genesis, noun. Origin, circa 1600 CE. Etymology via Latin from Greek. Related to gignestai. Definition, an origin, creation, or beginning. The first book of the Christian Bible, dealing with creation and the patriarchs. Also, an illicit experimentation program begun 7 years ago by Cerberus in direct opposition to the human experimentation edicts passed by the government. Genesis. The word was seared into Adam's brain. It was deep at the core of his being. It was the Genesis program that had transformed him from the normal human being that he was into the machine monster that he was now. They had plucked his name from the Bible, naming him after the first man, for that was what he was to be. The first of a new generation of super soldiers. Unthinking, unfeeling resources to be thrown against the walls of war. Controllable, loyal, and completely expendable. But their experiments had not gone as expected. He was the only surviving model. And even he could not be classed as a success. But that was to be expected. God had not succeeded in perfecting the original Adam.
Diagnostics complete. All affected circuitry repaired and online. Transferring control to primary intelligence unit.
Cerberus had Chris. The perfect bait to lure their wayward prototype back. Emotion still warred within him, just below the surface, but he was in control. Prior to meeting Chris, he had taunted them. He had led them on wild rides around the city. That had tapered off following his last encounter, but still he picked at the edges of the corporation, stealing what amounted to petty cash. Adam pushed himself to his feet, rolling his shoulders. Cerberus needed to know that they were not God, and that he was not their obedient servant anymore. They had taken Chris, and Adam would make them pay dearly for that. He would rock the corporation to its foundations. Chris was his, and they had already caused him injury. That was unacceptable. He would make them pay in blood. It was time to take this fight to Cerberus. He would have his vengeance. When he was done, not even a brick would be left standing. For him. But more than that, for Chris. May their God have mercy on what was left of their souls, because he would have none.